Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
Right after 9/11, a dozen elite warriors from the Army's Special Forces go to Afghanistan to crush the terrorists. In the shocking true story, 12 strong.
We're outnumbered. 50,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters. We're on our own.
There's no playbook here. We're going to have to ride it ourselves.
And they did ride it themselves, mounting horses as the only way to cope with the terrain in the mountains of Afghanistan. Chris Hemsworth, best known as Thor in the successful Marvel comic books movies, here gives an unexpectedly rich and convincing performance as the real-life Green Beret captain who led his men against impossible odds.
Odds are we're not all going to make it out of this one.
If we don't take that city, World Trade Center's just the beginning.
We're fighting with horsemen against tanks.
Great, this will be fun.
And the movie is fun, but also gripping and deeply moving because the characters come across with more conviction and individuality than you usually see in realistic movies that stress the intimate experience of combat. Michael Shannon is outstanding as the second in command, and an Iranian-American actor named Navid Negaban nearly steals the movie as an Afghan warlord who can't decide whether to ally with the Americans. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer, who's done films from Top Gun to Black Hawk Down, has here created one of the most admirable projects of his long career. It's rated R for extremely graphic, sometimes horrifying scenes of combat and carnage. 3.5 stars for 12 Strong, which is strong and successful in nearly all its aspects.